My name's Caitlin Cabrera, and you're listening to My Semester Off. Wow, what do you guys think about that intro, though? Oh my god, I freaking love it. It's a little, kind of ends a little fast, but I think I'm going to keep it like that. I really, really like it. So anyways, yeah, welcome to the podcast. This is my third one now, and going strong. Okay, so I kind of want to talk about a few things. The first thing is kind of like the dream jobs I wanted. Last podcast, I told you guys of the dreams that I felt, or not dreams, but jobs that I felt were most attainable, I think, because they were practical-ish. And so now I'm going to talk about the ones that I would basically daydream about and think about 24/7, but kind of always knew that I couldn't go for those things because I was afraid of becoming like a starving artist or something. So the first one, I wanted to be an actress. I remember that from a pretty young age because when I used to watch Disney Channel and Nickelodeon and all those great shows and stuff that they had back in the day, like That's So Raven, I used to sing That's So Caitlin because I just really wanted to be Raven. I wanted to have like the confidence of Raven. I wanted to be funny but also have like a message for younger kids like Raven did. She was such a positive influence on me growing up, and I idolized her basically. And she also followed her dreams of becoming a fashion designer. But I basically thought that pursuing something like fashion would be something that only like a TV character would do, because they could. Anything could happen on TV. The next job that I really wanted for a while was to be a singer and musician. I got a guitar for the first time when I was pretty young, I don't know, maybe 8. And I loved learning how to use it on YouTube. And then I took a guitar class for a while I was in elementary school. And I didn't learn too much from that class. I think the bulk of what I learned was from YouTube and going on ultimateguitar.com and learning tabs, learning how to read tabs, not any notes or anything. But it helped me learn a whole bunch of songs, and I thought I could essentially teach myself off of the internet, which I have done to a certain extent. I'm far from being a good musician, but that didn't stop me from trying. I even started a little band with a couple of my friends in high school, and we did a whole bunch of covers of the band Paramore, which is my favorite band still since 2005. helped me get through a lot of teenage-y, angsty years. So you know how you have that one band that you will just defend night and day for anybody who ever tries to say that they're not good or anything? Paramore is that band for me. It's always been. So, yeah, don't say anything bad about Paramore because I'll defend them no matter what. And I know everybody out there has that one band or that one artist that they defend. And that was basically our goal, to make music that people would love and defend and really cherish and help them get through a lot of problems. So that's why we started that little band. I mean, it was kind of short-lived, but me and my friend Genesis, we still have our little jam sessions and we play a little Paramore. So I got to kind of live like a rock star for a little while, which is really nice. But as for being a singer, I mean, vocally, I'm not very strong. I can't hit a high note. But I feel like there's something so freeing about singing that I can't express the way I feel in any better way than to sing and stuff. It's just, I wish I could sing so badly. Like, I wish I could sing well. I could sing okay. I could hit certain notes and stuff. But I kind of like when I sing and then I record it or something and I listen to it back, I don't find anything super spectacular about my voice. So, I mean, that still hasn't stopped me from trying because I sing probably every single day. Especially since nobody's here at the house because I'm here by myself, but I just love to like try to belt out a song and then probably wreck my vocal cords, but you know, it's okay because I feel so much better after I sing and stuff. So worth it. Totally worth it. Like, especially singing in the shower, that is probably my favorite thing to do in this whole world because the acoustics in the bathroom are fantastic and I could sing as loud as I want. Well, at least I think I can. I'm really afraid that people can actually hear me downstairs. I mean, I don't know for sure if they can, but if they do, that's kind of embarrassing. But if they don't, that's pretty good, I guess. But yeah, singing in the shower is the best thing in the world. And I don't just sing, I perform, and that includes choreography. I'm basically like Beyonce at the halftime show. And lastly, I've mentioned it before, but I wanted to be a comedian specifically on SNL, because Kristen Wiig is just a huge inspiration of mine. I think she's so, so funny, and her, like, how she can just make people laugh with just her facial expressions, it's incredible. And I just adored the strong female presence in SNL. Some of my favorite comedians were originally on SNL. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph. They're incredible. They're so funny. And I wanted to be super funny and like show girls out there that, yeah, girls are funny, because apparently there's this thing that girls aren't funny. Since when? And speaking of other female comedians, this one isn't from SNL, but my latest obsession is Amy Schumer. Oh my god, she is so funny. She's so real, so down to earth, and not afraid to, you know, make fun of herself. And I've kind of subconsciously wanted to be like that too, because I'm still pretty insecure about myself, about certain things, and she just owns it, and I want to own it too. So yeah, those were the three careers, and I'm kind of sensing a theme there now that I think about it. It's all like performing and kind of being a role model to younger people and girls especially. The last thing I kind of want to say is this thing I read on Tumblr, and it's a post from the Purple Buddha Project, which is totally awesome. They have a whole bunch of cool quotes, and I find them really helpful. This one's from Deepak Chopra, and it says, "If you obsess over whether you're making the right decision, you're basically assuming that the universe will reward you for one thing and punish you for another. The universe has no fixed agenda. Once you make any decision, it works around that decision. There's no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action that you experience. If this sounds too mystical, refer again to the body. Every significant vital sign, temperature, heart rate, oxygen consumption, hormone level, brain activity, and so on, alters the moment you decide to do anything. Decisions are signals telling your body, mind, and environment to move in a certain direction." And I found that really significant because I'm having like this conflict where I'm basically obsessing over each step I take. And that's literally no way to live. I mean, it's one thing to be mindful of your actions, but to analyze and take apart everything you do, it's a little overwhelming. Like, one that keeps going through my head, especially now, is what happened if I stayed in culinary school? Like, what if I didn't drop out? What if I didn't switch majors again, you know? But apparently the universe or God has a plan for me, and I think that's also part of it too. It's like, I don't know whether I should, I don't have the confidence to just go ahead and plunge into something because of consequence. I always think about consequence, which, this podcast kind of goes full circle because I just explained those three careers that I wanted to do, but this is just me not wanting to take the risk and being afraid of taking a risk. But there is a saying, if you're not willing to risk the unusual, you have to settle for the ordinary. And those careers that I wanted aren't necessarily ordinary. So we're nearing the end of the podcast, and I just kind of wanted to start a new thing where I ask questions of the listeners. And I just wanted to ask you guys, what was or is your dream job? And are you pursuing that? What's the job that you would want if they just handed it to you? You didn't have to work for it or anything. It's right there. The opportunity is given. And would you even take it? And my last question for you is, how are you doing? How are you feeling? It's very important to ask yourself these questions, because at the end of the day, it's just you and how you feel and what you can live with. So just make sure you take care of yourself. This is probably like a horrible example, but I think it's pretty funny. Like when you're in an airplane and they tell you to put on your mask first before you put on like your kid's mask, it's the same deal where it sounds selfish, but it's true. You have to take care of yourself before you can help others. So yeah, that's my little spiel for today. Thanks for listening. I will be back next week. Goodbye.